Joined now by Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, the Packers beating Tampa, was it 20-3 yesterday? I barely even paid attention to that game. I was at my friend's. I met his kid, and the game was on, and it was boring, and I don't even know. Hey, we got to win. You can't apologize for wins in December, right?
That's what Mike McCarthy says, and he's absolutely right. It wasn't always pretty yesterday, but if you're a fan of Packers defense, I mean, that was what they did was a work of art. They have now not allowed a touchdown in 8 straight quarters, two full games now. They have not given up a touchdown. So, I mean, for a team looking to go into the end of the season, the regular season finale with some momentum, this is a good thing for the Packers that Morgan Burnett had a heck of a game yesterday, and they're certainly trending in the right direction when the games count the most.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, as the Packers now shift their sights to the Detroit Lions, it's a NFC North Championship game. Winner's going to get the 2 seed. And that elusive first-round bye, the loser will be a wild-card team, most likely that 5 seed. So the Packers, obviously, you need this one. Last couple of weeks, Brian, the Packers haven't been too inspiring on offense. The offense has been kind of, well, not what we expected. They put up 50, 40, you know, all these points. And then when we see them score 20 against Tampa Bay, you know, the sky's falling. Is there reason to concern that the offense is taking a step back? Are they peaked too soon, as a lot of people are saying? Or do we just need some home cooking this weekend?
All of the above, I suppose. There is concern that this offense hasn't been as good as it was at one point and probably should be playing better. Aaron Rodgers, a touchdown pass late in the fourth quarter with just 3 minutes to go, that was his first touchdown pass in like 8 quarters about. So you kind of sit there and you go, why isn't Aaron Rodgers quite being himself that we saw earlier in the season as an MVP candidate? He kind of needs to pick things up a little bit. But the whole Packers offense really needs to pick it up because, you know, teams have figured out the formula. They're going to put those 2 safeties back and not let Aaron Rodgers bomb on them deep. So what the Packers are going to have to do is open up holes up front for Eddie Lacy and company, so they can then, you know, commit a safety to stopping the run, and then maybe that'll open things up for Aaron Rodgers. So it's the Packers offense is having a tough go of it right now, but a home game in Lambeau Field with everything on the line, you got to think that's only going to fire them up.
Depending on where you look, the Packers already a 7-point favorite over Detroit on Sunday. Is that fair? Is that fair to say? Are the Packers really going to be able to beat Detroit by at least a touchdown? Detroit, obviously, they're a team that a lot of us expected to go away. They never did go away. And they've been beating these bad teams in close games, but they've got just as many wins as the Packers do. And that's all that matters. Are the Packers going to beat Detroit is the simple question that I'm having a hard time asking you for some reason.
The Detroit Lions have been really, really good on the defensive side of the football this year, so that gives you even more concern about the Packers' offense. And, of course, you know, they've got those dangerous pieces on offense like Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford can be dangerous in spurts. So this is a dangerous team. Boy, they always say home field advantage is worth a field goal. And boy, if you put these teams on a neutral field, just like they were playing in the Super Bowl, I know that's impossible. But boy, if I was making the lines, I would put it at almost even. Maybe I'd give the Packers the slight edge. 7 seems like a lot to me, but I would pick the Packers if I had to pick right now. And I'd say they win by about a field goal.
The Lions haven't won in Wisconsin since the early 90s, and I feel like the only reason I am nervous about this game is that fact has been brought up more and more and more than ever this year, and what usually happens is when you start to talk about something, the opposite comes true. So I am worried based on pure speculation and superstition more than I am anything on the field.
all good things come to an end at some point. The Packers just hope it's going to extend for one more season and then worry about that streak coming to an end sometime in the future. It is remarkable that the last time the Lions beat the Packers at home, Brett Favre wasn't even the quarterback yet.
Right.
So that just shows you how long ago that was. It is remarkable, but with everything on the line at Lambeau Field, that crowd is going to be pumped up. With the winner getting the number two seed and a bye in the playoffs, Packers going to definitely want to get that week off to rest their bodies a little bit. You saw Aaron Rodgers. He apparently has a cold. He apparently did something to his ankle. He's going to want a week off, as well as all these other guys who are nursing little injuries.
Now, we say the number two seed because we are assuming that the St. Louis Rams are not going to go into Seattle and win, and I think that's a fair assumption. It does look like if the Packers are going to get to the Super Bowl, they're going to have to go through Seattle in what would be the NFC Championship game. And the way Seattle looked against the Cardinals Sunday night, I mean, yeah, Brian, that's all I can say.
I wouldn't rule anything out. You kind of remember, what was it, however many years ago, early 2000s, when the Packers needed the Arizona Cardinals to come up with an improbable victory over the Minnesota Vikings, and it's like week 17, and the Packers got it, and it happened during the middle of the game at Lambeau Field. The cheers go up, and it's not even for the Packers. It's because the Vikings had lost, and it reminds me of that, perhaps.
Nate Poole got a key to the city.
Yes. So miracles do happen.
Right.
I wouldn't say it's perhaps likely, but maybe we can hope for a Christmas miracle.
If I was to put money on it, I would say Packers are going to win this weekend. And the game, 325 here on K107.1, it did get flexed to the afternoon time, not to the Sunday night game, which I think crushed the spirits of a lot of people for some reason on Sunday. But I take the Packers to beat the Lions. I'll say by 6 or 7. I'll give them the spread. And then I see a Super Bowl, honestly, of Seattle versus Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's going to be the team that gets hot, and Seattle, I think, is just too good to beat.
I have a hard time picking against the Packers right now just because I think they're going to – every loss this year, they followed up with a 4-game win streak. And, if yesterday was
a good
the first
stat.
Game – You could see the Packers definitely, taking some momentum into the playoffs here, and 4 wins would put them in the Super Bowl.
Is it better to get to the Super Bowl and lose, or to not get to the Super Bowl at all?
I think you get to the Super Bowl and lose.
I don't know. We're getting way ahead of ourselves now. We got the Lions this weekend. You got a prediction for you're taking the Packers, right, this weekend?
I'll go 27-23 Packers.
All right. I'll say the same thing. I like what you're thinking. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you again next Monday after the playoffs are settled. We'll figure out where and when exactly the Packers are playing, as they are in, and we'll go from there. Brian, you have a great holiday season, and thanks so much for all your help all year long.
Same to you, and we'll talk to you then.